fall apart. And while you were tumbling down, God will recall your prayers. And you will find out that in this life, He's the only one who cares. Oh, you just keep running, baby. Blessing my way.
just the love that you sent my way.
All I know is
one more blessing.
One more
blessing.
One more
blessing.
The police broke in his
home. One more blessing.
Over in the night.
One more blessing.
And the young man had to defend himself.
One more blessing.
And the police died.
Y'all don't one more blessing.
And they tried to frame the young man.
One more blessing.
They told him that we're gonna give you life.
One more blessing.
You can't tell me that God won't send blessing when you need.
One more blessing.
God sent a young man by.
One more blessing.
And said, I tell you, I'm gonna get my own, Lord.
One more blessing.
Lord, it cost about $75,000. And don't nobody throw out no money like that unless God sent a blessing.
One more
blessing. I'm here to tell you, just about 3 days ago, they had to let the young man go free. I'm just about to tell you that.
Don't
say, sugar to
don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage. All kids get something. It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. Message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of another real-life Jesus freak. It's 1890, China. Chang, a thief and a womanizer, had gone blind. But when his eyesight is partially restored at the mission hospital, he gratefully accepts Jesus as his savior. A missionary testing Chang to make sure his conversion is genuine and not just emotional gives him a challenge. Go and tell your neighbors how you have changed. When I visit, if you are still following Jesus, I will baptize you. 5 months later, the missionary is astonished to see 400 others waiting with Chang to be baptized. In the years to follow, Chang would lead thousands to salvation before he is beheaded, a martyr for the gospel of Christ.
Will you stand with the voice of the martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.